Hello, everybody. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our new ritual, our new way to check in and talk about bodybuilding and training, really, more importantly, about life. I went to the movies last night, which I do with my wife every Friday night. It's a good way to get out of the house and just take my mind off things after a long, hard week of work. And I usually don't expect too much. So when I went to the movies last night, just another mindless movie distraction, right? I went and saw Lee Daniels, The Butler, starring Oprah Winfrey and a lot of other stars. And I'll tell you, I was so moved, so inspired by that movie. And I'll tell you is that, you know, I started getting a little teary-eyed, I don't know, halfway through or so. And boy, it just kind of built up. And by the end, I'm trying to be all manly and kind of sneak away the tears, right? But by the end, I was just bawling. I was just crying, and I didn't even care. And it felt good. It felt good to just have a release. And, you know, I thought about, you know, why am I so moved by this movie? Because you know that when you hear a song that you really like, or you see some type of recording or some performance, I don't know, musical, you read a book, it's really not about the book or the song or the beat or even the person who's writing the book or giving the performance or singing the song or they've written the lyrics. It's really about how their work inspires you. Think about that. It's how it inspires you. Why? What's going on in your life? And so I really thought about that. Why am I so touched by this movie? First of all, I think the acting was terrific. I think the screenplay, the writing was just terrific from the beginning all the way to the end. It touches you, touched me on so many different emotional levels and all throughout. And so I think, wow, it takes you through a person's almost entire life, right? And first thing I thought about was, wow, life has its ups and its downs and its victories, and you make mistakes, and the people you love make mistakes, and you think one way about the world, and then later you have a more clear meaning and purpose. What is your purpose in life? And it made me think, well, wow, you know, how inspired. Number one, I'm inspired because I don't even know who Lee Daniels is, but if he has me bawling in some movie in the San Francisco Bay Area, I don't even know where he is, who he is, where he's from, but he put his life's work. And man, I really appreciate that quality of work. And of course, Oprah Winfrey, everything she does, the amount of passion, dedication she puts into everything. You know, I'm very appreciative. They put together their vision, their masterpiece to touch me in a way to go through the emotional ride that I went through last night. But also, I'm sharing it with you today. Right, so great for them. That's very inspiring. When I see people who are really amazing in what they do, it just inspires me. It inspires me to do my thing too. And so that was a big thing I took away from it. But again, it's like your purpose. You know, he goes through this journey about what's important to him, the way he sees the world, and how that evolved, you know, and changed something that he held tightly on. And kind of makes me think of like my situation. You know, I just finished an information product, what I call Results University, where I put together, you know, 26 hours of video footage of me coaching, teaching, training, bodybuilding training footage, and another 23 hours more of audio files. And it's like my life's work. And I bundled all together. And so what I did this past week is I created a comprehensive bodybuilding and training course that I call Results University. And so I don't just dump all this video footage and all this audio footage on you. What I did is, you know, I even have you skip around, because doing this for so long, I know what you need to know and why you need to know it, and to help you get momentum and what you want to learn versus what you need to learn. And I set up in a system just like a university course, just like school. I line it out with all this material. And, you know, going through every hour of that footage and every hour of the audio files, I just sat back and I, wow, I am so glad that I have the presence of mind. I have the presence of mind to bring those video cameras with me in gyms all around the country, if not around the world, to these live seminars where I was coaching and motivating and teaching people just like you from all over the world. I'm so glad that I had the presence of mind to videotape a lot of this stuff. And I look back, wow, how much passion I put into every minute. And, you know, it may look like a 5-minute clip of me talking in a seminar, but I look back and I thought, wow, you know, because how everything was written out and thought about over and over again, you know, the seminars that I went to, not just about bodybuilding training, about personal development and motivation, and Toastmasters classes that I went to improve, you know, my speaking skills. So much went into that. And I was just looking through hours and hours of it. I was thinking, wow, I look back and I think, wow, you know, it's something I can look back on and be very proud of, not just because I had this passion and mission in my life and I got to meet a lot of people just like you while doing it. You know, I got to help people get what they're after in life, and that's with their bodybuilding training, improve their habits. And I can share all the distinctions, all the most effective and efficient strategies with them. And I was proud of that. But the movie, it made me think about where I am right now. And, you know, I'm still crazy passionate about training. I don't miss a day in the gym. You know, obviously, all I think about is all the different facets with Skip LaCour's Mass Machine, nutrition, and doing podcasts like this, connecting with you, questions and answers. So, but it's just like, you know, what is my higher mission in life? And, you know, one thing I do very exclusive weekly coaching. And I had a conversation with a client, and I'm going to be very discreet, respectful of their situation. So if I sound cryptic, it's out of respect for my client. And it's something that I'm going through right now, and you may see it in my writing. And it's my evolution, like the gentleman, the butler in the movie. And it's about, you know, this whole bodybuilding and training lifestyle and why it's so important to us, what we think we're getting out of it, how it makes us feel. And I went through this conversation, this coaching session with a client of mine, and I could relate so much how we grasp on to this bodybuilding and training lifestyle, and it makes us feel really good. And then what we do is it gets reinforced. But sometimes our focus and dedication to bodybuilding and training is just a Band-Aid. It makes us feel good. It gives us purpose. And we get rewarded for our dedication to bodybuilding and training. People admire us for it, which reinforces the great feelings. And I know you guys are saying, well, hey, exactly, Skip. That's exactly right. That's why I love this. I understand that. But sometimes there are bigger issues going on with you, and the bodybuilding and training and the feeling good and the structure of it all and feeling that we're helping other people because they want to know about fitness and we're inspiring us. Sometimes that's just a Band-Aid for maybe a bigger issue going on. And I can see it so much now as I look back, you know, kind of like the evolution of the butler in this movie about what's most important, his life. There's no doubt what's been important in my life. And it inspires me because, you know, you've seen the hashtags more than just muscle or hashtag manformation. I have a bigger purpose for you, for my life, than just helping you build muscle and lose body fat. I'm very sensitive to the fact that that's what you're coming to me for. And I definitely want to, and I'm intend to deliver that information that you want. But I've been a lot further down this road than you have been. I've seen a lot of things. I've talked to a lot of people. And why we gravitate towards this. And I just really want to, emphasize that, you know, why you're going for these muscles, how it's making you feel, is great. There may be a better approach where you can have the muscles look great and have the quality of life and those feelings that you're after that bodybuilding is giving you more than just muscles, your manformation. I definitely have made a manformation in my life while I continue to build muscle, lose body fat, live the dedicated bodybuilding and training lifestyle. But I have a bigger understanding now of where I was and where I'm going, and it's a continual process. And I want to take you on my manformation, my evolution of my feelings and emotions and how I round out my life with me. But more than that, just like, you know, with my results university, you know, maybe it took me, I don't know, whatever, just say 5 years to kind of really master my training. It became my mission. If it took me 5 years, what can I do to teach my students, the people who come to me for information and inspiration? How can I be so effective and efficient that they can get what I've learned, the whole meaning, the whole feelings and emotions? It took me 5 years. How can I help them do it in 1 year? How can I explain all this so they can get it in 1 year? Well, that's, you know, my mission. That's, you know, my purpose in life and the evolution and the emotions, because I am fairly certain that we've gone through a lot of similar emotions, not maybe exactly the same, a lot of feelings, whether the events in our lives were much different, the meaning that we took from them and how it affects us to this day, I bet we're very similar. All right. And right now you're either right in the process of building muscle, losing body fat, being the epitome of physical specimen to all your friends and helping them and loving every minute of it. You worked very hard to come to this place. Some of you are, you're gravitating towards that, something that you really want. And I definitely, if that's where you are right now, if you're really into the bodybuilding and training process, I want to help you enjoy every second of it and become better and better at what you do. If you're right at the beginning of the process, I want to help you get these habits down so you can incorporate it in your life and feel the physical aesthetic benefits, but more importantly than that, the health benefits that come along with this lifestyle. But more than that, I want to help you develop a happiness, a peace of mind, a sense of fulfillment. And maybe this is years after I started the journey, just like in this Butler Move Me and that phone consultation, that session that I had. Now, I'm not even sure if that person really appreciates the message that I delivered. Let me just tell you, I think about my clients a lot, and it's something that I wrestled with because I saw certain patterns in this person that this bodybuilding training was such a Band-Aid, a stopgap for other challenges going on. And I knew that from the very moment, the very first session with this person, I kind of maybe bit my tongue. But this person, the challenges that were going on, it's not about physical. It's not about diet. It's not how many calories or macros or whatever. It was that, you know, hanging on to structure so much so that this person was doubting a relationship in their life and with somebody who has, they've built a strong bond through thick and thin and going through the challenges, and was doubting their friend's intentions and what that meant. And I'm so glad that I was able to stop this person to reconsider that, that you're doubting this person because of your need for this structure. Don't do that. You need to understand the bigger picture. And it was almost a little emotional because this person talked about, said something like, you know, well, I just maybe, and I made this person kind of go back and think about why are you saying this? This person has gone through thick and thin with you. Why are you doubting that person? Okay, who they are, their character, that they want to help you. They've always been there for you. And so the person kind of did some reflecting and said, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel that they're going to give up on me just like everybody else has in my life. And man, I was really touched by that. But I had to come in and maybe say some things that this person may not have wanted to hear. And maybe I have them record every conversation. I have this system where every session is recorded. And sometimes, a lot of times, you need to take these recordings and put them on your computer in a special file. And you may not even find the real meaning, all right, until months later, if not years later. And I said, you definitely need to put this because you will benefit from this conversation 5 years from now. Trust me on this one. Even though there might be some resistance, think about you. I mean, in your life, how many times has someone given you criticism or a different way of looking that you didn't want to look at your situation? And then you look back and say, they were so right. It was so helpful. And you're so appreciative. They had the guts and the courage to say something that you didn't want to hear. But that really touched me. I said, you know what? Again, sometimes when a person is going through so much structure and they see the world, hey, if you can't understand why I need to train and eat and I need to go to the gym, well, screw you. You're messed up. I need to hang around people who are just like me. Don't let anybody get in your dreams, man. Bodybuilding training, it's my lifestyle. You know, I just need to help some people, this may or may not apply to you, that it's not about the bodybuilding and training that you're hanging on to. It's the superstructure. It's the feeling of control. What happened in your life, in my life, that made me just hang on to structure? And if somebody can't fit into the structured way we think the world needs to work, which it doesn't need to work anyway. I mean, the way you think it needs to work, that's just merely an opinion. All right, but we have to make it black and white so that we have this maybe a feeling in our mind that people let us down or they're not for us. And if we can make the world black and white and depend on ourselves, then we have this sense of certainty, of predictability that comes with this structure, right? And it gives us a peace of mind that we're striving for. It's not about the person. And I'll tell you, if you're hanging on to that structure so much and you really think it's about lifestyle, muscle, passion, and you don't understand that structure is what you need to cope, and trust me, I certainly know what you're talking about, and you push people away because they're not fitting into that box that you've created that you think the world should live by, and they can't fit in it, and so they're messed up, and nobody is leaving you. All these people aren't leaving you because it's you're pushing them away. You have made it so that if they don't fit in this box, then there's something wrong with them, and you have yourself totally convinced of it. But nobody wants to live in somebody's box. There's no rule books to life, and other people certainly have not read this rule book that you've created on. You should do this, this, when, and you should think this way and think that way. That was some rule book that was made by your ups and downs and challenges in life, and you've created this rule book. You've created this superstructure so that you can cope. All right? And now you're upset at other people because they don't know your rule book. They haven't gone through your life experiences. And it makes so much sense to you. It just doesn't make sense to anybody else. You've got people who love you, who care about you. They don't know your crazy rule book that you've invented. So no, they're not going to fit into your structure. And you know what? No, they're not leaving you. They just don't want to be around a person who they're always screwing up. They're always screwing up. They can't fit in this little box that's set up in this based on this. And when this happens, then this should happen. And if they don't do this, oh, everybody knows you should do that. This super structured box that you can't help. If they don't fit in your box, you become disappointed. You show it in your body language, even though you bite your tongue. Nobody wants to be around that. They want to be around people who make them feel good. And you know what? They don't feel good when they can't fit in your super structured box and they know they're disappointing you. So they're not leaving you. They're not messed up. I'm not saying you're messed up either. But that structure, that predictability that you've created in your mind that you believe you must have, nobody's figuring out the secret combination. And my challenge is I think that bodybuilding reinforces the lifestyle, the superstructured lifestyle. It reinforces that. So you have big muscles. People tell you how great you look, how inspired they are by you. It makes you feel good on a physical level, a mental level, an emotional level. Yet at the same time, that super structured box may be creating a divide between you and other people and the connection that you so desperately want, where you might look back at it as everybody eventually leaves me and gives up on me. And I think that's what I got from this movie is the purpose, the real purpose in life. And, you know, when I developed the Man Formation program a few years ago, I knew that that was my real passion. You can hear this in my voice, right? And I knew it would make far more of an impact on the world than even everything I accomplished. Results University, all those hours, all that footage of training and seminars, bodybuilding training. I know with absolute certainty that will be my impact on the world, my evolution, just like the butler in the movie about the real meaning of life and his real purpose on this earth. You know, I know that that's mine. And you should stick around for this journey to go along with me because, again, what took me years to learn in the gym, right, bodybuilding training, I want to condense it down to just a fraction of the time for you, save you some pain, frustration, confusion, overwhelm. Well, I want to do that same thing with life. And there's a part of me that has been afraid to just come out and do that because two things. One is, again, my respect for you. You know, if you really believe that, you know, bodybuilding and training and having those muscles is going to make you feel good, you know, you don't want to hear anything else from me. And so it's being really respectful for what you need. And then the other thing is my fear is holding on to that, you know, hardcore bodybuilder guy, that image that I created, that branding. You know, that's driving my information, product sales, and Mass Machine Nutrition sales. You know, I don't want to do anything to mess that up. But you know what? Sometimes you got to take a stand of what you think is right, what you know is right, and what your real mission is, and how you can really help the world, just like the evolution of the butler. And I really think that meaning in life, what it's all about, again, that evolution, I really think that's why that movie touched me so much. So, you know, I always say that these podcasts are going to be like 5 minutes, these morning podcasts, and they will, trust me, all right? But I get on these rolls, as you can see. But I want to make these short and sweet from now on. So, you know, okay, I don't want you to go, okay, Skip's going to, oh, this is an hour long. Oh, I know I want to hear it. He's going to say something powerful. I really like his stuff. Let me put it away and listen to it later. All right. My purpose is that we just connect, you know, for 5 minutes or so, and then we do it again the next day. All right. So, Okay, so we're through this first week of morning podcast. That's my new goal, all right? So 5-minute sessions from now on, all right? Have an awesome day. Finish off the week strong. I hope you had an awesome week, all right? So live life more than just training hard and thinking big, all right? Live your life. Enjoy every moment. Figure out what your purpose is and what the true meaning is. And have a great day.